With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Thailand and Cambodia have signed an extended ceasefire agreement during a ceremony in Malaysia attended by the president. President Trump praised the leaders of the two nations.
I just have to say for a last time, these are incredible men. The way they came together, the way they worked so hard, and we worked long hours. It was not long days because the days were few in number, but the hours were very long and very intense. There was a lot of intensity going on because there was a lot of shooting happening while we were talking. That brings it to a new level.
The agreement comes in the wake of President Trump's warnings of economic sanctions, credited with easing tensions along the disputed Cambodian-Thai border earlier this year. President Trump is currently overseeing a significant renovation of the East Wing of the White House, which includes the construction of a new ballroom. Historian Victor Davis Hanson finds the work perfectly reasonable.
A lot of presidents and people have said this is unfortunate that when there are state dinners, they don't have adequate facilities. It's been something that's come up a lot. So Trump's a builder. He's using private funds. And I looked at the drawings. It seems to be in character with the architecture and style of the White House.
The primary reason for the renovation is to create a larger entertaining space. The current East Room can only hold about 200 people. Every October, there's a week when Europe and the U.S. are out of sync with daylight saving time, potentially confusing people organizing international meetings. Most countries don't observe daylight saving time, but those that do, like Europe and North America, change clocks on different dates. In the U.K. and Europe, clocks go back on the last Sunday in October. In the U.S. and Canada, it's the first Sunday in November, so this creates a temporary one-hour change in time difference. This is SRN News. America's young women are in spiritual crisis.
According to a new poll from the Barna Group, nearly 40% of females in their teens and 20s identify as atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religion. Barna also reports that young adult women are the least likely demographic group in the country to read the Bible, pray, or go to church. These numbers are also a stark reversal of something that poll takers have found axiomatic for centuries, namely that women are more religious than men. Michael Harrington reporting.
New York City schools are suing over the U.S. Education Department's decision to discontinue grants worth millions of dollars because of school policies supporting transgenderism. City officials argue that the department acted without the required notice or hearing. The Trump administration says policies allowing boys to play sports and use facilities set aside for girls violate Title IX. This is SRN News. June Lockhart passed away this weekend at age 100. Correspondent Donna Warder has more on the Hollywood legend.
TV's much-loved mom, June Lockhart, has died at age 100. A family spokesman says Lockhart died Thursday of natural causes at her home in Santa Monica, California. Lockhart played the roles of warm, compassionate mothers. She played Ruth Martin on the TV series Lassie from 1958 to 1964.
Are you trying to tell me that Lassie refuses to eat food taken out of my new refrigerator?
And from 1965 to 1968, Maureen Robinson on Lost in Space. I'm Donna Warder.
Hurricane Melissa has strengthened into a Category 4 hurricane with winds over 140 miles an hour. The hurricane is moving slowly toward Jamaica and is now 110 miles south of Kingston. Melissa is not expected to make landfall in Jamaica until tomorrow night and is forecast to hit eastern Cuba Tuesday. More details, SRNNews.com.